And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. To mask or not to mask, that is the question. There was a word out yesterday that the CDC was considering making it a formal request that people going outside of their homes or work or whatever would have to wear a mask. Since then, every doctor that I've seen interviewed says no for two different reasons. One, they don't seem to work. And number two, there'll be a shortage of them because they barely have enough now for healthcare workers who are taking care of people who are sick. So I say if we were forced to wear them, I'd wear them. Wouldn't be thrilled about it, but I'd do it because it's the right, and I think responsible thing. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to line two. That would be Norma in Orchard Park. Norma, you're on WBEN. Norma is gone. Norma, we had a prime spot waiting for you. How about Wayne? Let's hope Norma isn't with Wayne. Wayne's in Tonawanda. Wayne, you're on WBEN.
Nope, no Norma here, no Norma.
No Norma. What's on your mind, Wayne?
I had to agree that I will wear it voluntarily. As a matter of fact, I was contemplating it because just safety. But once again, I don't know how much I would wear it because of the obvious. It really doesn't do that much, but it does help a little bit type thing. So, if they made more of a mandate, of course I would jump in and say it. Because like Beamer, I took this in the beginning kind of like last to David, but now I'm more than caught up. I mean, my clothes get washed every night as soon as I hit the door. I mean, I'm jumping the shower as soon as I hit the door because I'm one of the fortunate ones that still have a job. I'm very happy about it. I'm very grateful,
So, good for you. You got a job and you're in good health. You've got it covered. That's pretty good. Yeah, you don't want to hear somebody say, did I get any on you? And you don't even have a mask to protect yourself.
That's correct. That's why I say I might as well, because thank God in my employment, I see very few people. I'm almost like a lone wolf, but, I still do brush across people at times in between here in Pittsburgh, so I have got to, protect myself. But a funny story is I told this to Tom. I was heading down to Florida for Gainesville for the races. So, you know what? It's going to start up in June. No problem. Cool. We should be all taken care of by then. And I talked to a friend of mine down there. She says, yeah, as long as you want to be quarantined for 2 weeks before you come down to their tracks.
Oops. Yeah. The devil is in the details. Well, thank you. Good health to you, Wayne, and thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Good day.
Good to hear he's got a job and he's in good health. And if he went outside, he would most definitely wear a mask. By the way, I mentioned it yesterday a couple of times, but in case you weren't listening yesterday, we all of us scheduled going on the Russia trip. I got an email from Viking. Viking River Cruises, Viking Ocean Cruises, very reputable company and really customer oriented. And they sent us a note saying that all operations suspended until the 30th of June. So that eliminates our Russian trip. Now, here's what Viking is offering. Because they had to cancel it, if you rebook with Viking, you get plus 25%. That means 25% for a room upgrade, an excursion, a drink package, anything like that you normally would like to indulge in, up to 25%. So that's very good. If you don't want to do any of that, you can get your money back. It's no problem. Our next trip is scheduled for Alaska in August, and then in January of next year. That's what we have. But the Russian trip is off. Sorry to hear that. And Barbara Hughes is working on getting the exact same cruise booked for next year. So it will be the same cruise, same setup, same everything, except it would be for next year. And let's hope that we're out of this for next year. So that's what we got going on with Viking. As I said, I've always said what a class act Viking is. Let's go to line four. Barb, I'm sure it's not Barbara Hughes, but somebody else named Barb. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Hi, Tony.
Hello there, Barb.
Okay. This is my opinion of the masks. I think they give us a false sense of security. Also, my second reason is the next 2 to 3 weeks are very critical with the Kogan, and I'm afraid that people are going to put on the masks, maybe that are not feeling well,
right,
and spreading the Kogan further. If people start going out with masks, will they still do the social distancing?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm sure that will stay there. But the doctors have said that they're not very effective. They're practically not effective at all. But psychologically, it would keep you aware of your surroundings if you're wearing a mask.
But what if someone who is just a little ill goes out with a mask and they are, say, in 2 days, they do develop the COVID-19? Now they're spreading it to other people.
Well, there's always, you know, you can come up with a million scenarios that you could go out in a hazmat suit and find some way, shape, or form to still get sick. I think we do the best we can. We use common sense. We don't howl at the moon. Hopefully we come home at night to a peaceful and healthy house, but there's no guarantees. Thank you. Thank you very much, Barb. Appreciate it. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony, are you there?
I'm here, Sandy.
Okay, I want to run this by you, see if it's the truth. Now, I want to do the disclaimer. This means no disrespect. No disrespect at all. It's just an observation. You know, as I go through life, I see things. And when I see things, doesn't that look like... I usually think so-and-so looks like so-and-so. I do that all the time, and I've always done it my whole life. I come up with another one, and as I said, no disrespect. But I think Dr. Fauci, you know who he is, right?
Right.
I think he reminds me of Sophia on Golden Girls. I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
No, I mean, really, I'm being very serious. In his speech pattern and his cadence, close your eyes when he goes up to the microphone and listen to his, don't look, but listen to his speech cadence. The way he speaks and his voice reminds me of Sophia. Buzzy, have you ever watched Golden Girls, Buzzy?
I have. I still watch it when they do the marathons on Hallmark after my favorite Hallmark movies.
Well, am I right? Does he remind, now that you think about it, does he remind you of Sophia?
Now that you say it, I can't unsee it. You just got to add the wig and you're all set.
So, as I said, I mean, absolutely no disrespect. He's a brilliant guy, where he's helping lead us out of this terrible problem. I'm not jumping on him. I'm just saying that's what it reminds me of. Let's go to line one. This would be Bill in Grand Island. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning, Sandy. I just have a quick point on these masks. If the masks did not work, all the healthcare providers working with these corona patients would all be infected. So obviously they work. Would that be correct? Or
I think the masks that they're using are different masks. The ones that they're using are not the kind of masks that they would, if CDC does this, that they would require us to wear. They have a respirator at the end. They have to be sealed. They're very high-tech masks. They're not a simpler mask.
Just one more thing. We're going to hold the Chinese accountable for this, the government over there. But, hey, thanks. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you very much. I think Bill is right, and I think we will. This is not the time to do it. This is absolutely not. Somebody already put the picture up. Oh, my God. Did you guys put that picture up of Sophia?
I didn't.
With Dr. Fauci? Yeah, somebody's posted it already, so it's somebody in our audience. Oh, we need a laugh every once in a while, and this is it. Well, you can see if I'm right. Today, whatever time the president does his press conference, do we know when Cuomo's press conference is going to be yet?
I have not heard.
They kind of tell us at the last minute. So
he's been in the 11 o'clock hour the last few days.
Okay, so we'll see where it is. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN. Hello, Mary.
There I am. Here I am.
There you are. I'm glad you found your way to the phone, Mary.
No. You weren't there. What happened, just going on with next time you see Dr. Fauci, you know, he starts out, he'll have him say, picture this.
Yeah, if you're not looking at the screen,
no.
If you're looking away from the screen and you just hear the voice and the cadence, it really does remind me of her.
Remind me of that, because when I was thinking, who does this guy remind me of? But now, this is my comment, because I don't know how much time you have here. I think we become a knee-jerk nation. And you know what? Like I mentioned the other day about that movie Airplane. Remember when there was talking about the symptoms, and that guy was sitting there drooling and everything, and he goes, all of these, you know, things, and everybody's picking it up. So I think what's happening here is people say, oh, you need to, you know, wear a face mask. How many people, when you look at, I mean, how observant have we? We lost our observation credibility, because when you see all those people, even with Cuomo and everybody else, people that are sitting on the stage, how many people have masks? And when they
talk. Well, yeah, that's true. What Cuomo does is he has a big wide table so everybody has room, and the press is all spread out. Right. Now, when the president speaks, everybody's in a very tight configuration. Right. So that doesn't seem to be the smartest thing to do. I wish they'd spread out a little bit.
Those reporters, too, they're sitting around, all the reporters in the room, none of them have a mask.
Nobody
even mentions anything. But that was my comment. It's like, you know, we've become a knee-jerk nation. Somebody says something, and we jump at it. You know, nobody's thinking of what are they thinking ahead. Like, how is this going to affect the, you know, like the elections coming up? These find out how they're instructing the, you know, the inspectors, you know.
Seriously, how would you like to be Joe Biden, who knew once in a lifetime situation like this, and meanwhile he is stuck in the basement of his home. Okay. Can't even go out, and I did a joke about him being allowed to go out because the only people with small crowds could go out.
Right.
And so he can't even continue his campaign. He's working the phones for fundraising, but that's about all he can do because this is taking up all of the news cycle.
And you see him also, when you see him at these little interviews they have, he's talking to the girl, I think somebody even on MSNBC even said that, Jake Tapper said.
Jake Tapper? Okay.
Yeah, because Biden was coughing. He coughed, and then he's scratching his face and all this stuff. And
oh, yeah, he's a living, walking billboard of what not to do.
To do, yeah. Like, I mean, and he's supposed to be talking about what would you do in this crisis and everything else. But that's the whole thing. I think this is like, I hate to say it, but it sounds like just a big distraction from what all of a sudden the election's going to be on us, and these people, I think the elections people should be, you know, giving updates on what, you know, what to expect when you go to vote, and how are you going to vote? Like, you have to have a plan B for voting.
Yeah, I think there will be. And didn't we get something in the mail yesterday? I haven't checked it yet, about early voting, and then it was already dated. It was already dated. They had the wrong dates on there. They got to get their act together. That's New York State.
The thing, because, you know, this is coming up. This is important, and especially like in conjunction with the census, people have to keep remembering the census is going to determine what your future is going to be. You know,
now, we've done the census online, and it's very easy. It doesn't take much time. What, 15 minutes maybe? Not even 15 minutes. So I hope people fill it out properly. I don't see any controversial questions in there or anything. It's much smaller than past census that I do remember. Being much more labor intensive. This was pretty simple, and I hope people fill it out and send it in. Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. Hey, guys, back at the studio, I have not had a chance to listen to Rush. When last I heard Rush was at the beginning of this problem with the virus, and he was downplaying it, saying that it was a little overblown. Is he still taking that position, or has he walked that back?
It didn't sound like he's taking that position now, but then again, I've been kind of busy in here, so I don't get to focus on everything that he's saying.
Sure. Buzzy, have you heard it at all, maybe on your way home?
You know what? It sounds like he's not downplaying it as much. I mean, he's more just pointing out the coverage of it. And, I mean, the first day he talked a lot about, you know, why he missed two straight weeks, so...
I heard him talking about, I guess it was chemo he was talking about. That's all I heard was a very limited edition.
Yeah, the chemo, he did not have a good reaction to the chemo, but he is on some steroids that made him feel better, and now it looks like plan B, so obviously thoughts and prayers with Rush.
Yeah, absolutely, thoughts and prayers with Rush, and I just wanted to get up to date because I wasn't really sure. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930, to mask or not to mask. CDC hasn't said anything about it yet. The rumor is, or the word around yesterday was, that they might require a mask if you're outdoors. So far, you don't see many people wearing masks, and I'm asking, would you wear a mask? Now, if they made it mandatory, I guess you probably would because you didn't want to break the law. There might be a fine, might be a ticket, who knows what. I don't know what they would do, probably write you some kind of citation. But the bottom line is, and I'm not trying to be funny here, what a great time to be a thief. I mean, you could walk into a bank with a mask on, nobody would look twice at you. Same with a, but you'd need a hoodie too. You need, it's required, a mask and a hoodie. So if you don't have the hoodie, you only have half of the tools needed to do the job. All right, we'll take a break and be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we're asking the question to mask or not to mask. That is the question. You don't see, now Tony has seen more people wearing masks than I have. I've only seen a couple, period, but I haven't been out much. Tony's out more than I am, and he's with the kids and things like that. And Buzzy's seen some, but not an overabundance. I'm asking if you had the availability to have a mask, would you wear it? Now, the doctors seem to be almost unanimous that no, the answer is no to them for two reasons. Number one, there aren't enough masks now for the healthcare providers, for the doctors, nurses, physicians, assistants, and whatever to do their job. So suddenly handing them out to people who are perfectly healthy doesn't make much sense to them. If it costs them the use of one treating somebody who's very ill. So that's that. And secondly, and probably more importantly, is that they don't necessarily work. And so if they don't work, it's kind of foolish to be wearing them. However, if I had an opportunity, I'd probably wear one. Can't wear it, obviously, when I'm doing the show. But so I'm asking you, would you wear one, would you not? Do you wear one, do you not? Let's go to Joe in East Aurora. On line three, Joe, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, hey Sandy, hey, I'm going with the mask. The big thing is that N95 to break that down. That's basically you could have bought that at Home Depot. We bought like big packs of them because I got to do a little remodeling, and you could buy big packs of those.
Oh, I didn't know that. I understand you have to make sure that when you put them on that they're sealed. Around your skin, otherwise they lose all their effectiveness.
They have a piece of like a sponge that goes around your nose, and there's two rubber straps on there. I wore them, you know, tearing stuff apart, and I'll tell you, when you like tear old insulation and drywall and all different things, the amount of crud that those things pick up, it's unbelievable. Or if you're using like in a real dusty environment.
And yeah, like, you know, doing things like sanding and things like that.
Exactly. They only cost you when you can get them in a big pack. Now you can't even get them. But it was all labeled as M95 because I still have some. And I would bring them home and wash them out with bleach and Dawn and then let them hang dry because they're expensive. And basically we weren't handling anything that was, you know, was going to kill you. It was basically dust and dirt, you know.
But, so you recommend if you can get those, it might be worth doing because those are effective for
Sandy, and you listen to a lot of these South Korean and Chinese doctors, that a lot of them were getting interviewed. And over there, all those people wear them. And they, I mean, they put it, they got a handle on this stuff. So there's got to be a reason why they're telling people to wear them. And these doctors over here are telling you no because they're not available, for one thing. That's the big thing. And another beef I have is, if you're working for somebody and you want to wear a mask, I think you ought to be able to.
I think it should be mandatory. If you want to wear one on a job site because you feel that what you're doing is going to cause you a problem, your employer should be mandated to do it.
I talked to Tom the other day about this. My thought is there's a lot of big stores open that are open, drug stores, grocery stores, and they're telling their people, no mask, no gloves. You're not wearing them because you're going to scare people. And I don't think that's right. So you got a lot of power out there with the radio and a lot of listeners. I think that should something to be addressed, because you're sending kids and old people working in stores, he's basically in harm's way. So if they feel comfortable about wearing a mask, I think they ought to be able to do it.
You know, that could almost be an OSHA deal for a safe workplace. I think you could make a pretty convincing argument on the things that you said on why you should have a good quality mask.
I think,
and OSHA should get involved with that.
So to me, like I said, go on, listen to what these South Korean experts are saying, their doctors that stopped this. They say wear the mask. So
okay.
I mean,
so you would wear one if you got it one.
Oh yeah, I wear them, like I said, doing remodeling, and you should see the crud you pick up in that one of those.
I'm sure. I watch those remodeling shows, and they rip off insulation, and dust comes flying out of the ceiling, and all that's a mess.
Just get one, Sandy, and wear it for a day, just around your house, and see how much crud you pick up.
Well, Bernie and I do wear masks, but usually they have painted faces on them. Hey, thank you, Joe. Good points. Thank you, Joe, for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think that if you're working in an environment where there are things that might be harmful to you, and you ask for a mask, and your employer says no mask, no gloves, we don't want to scare people, I think that would be something that you'd have a legitimate beef in. Either move you to a different job that wouldn't require the mask, or provide the mask, or at least be fined. So you guys like what I just said or not? Do you think an employer should be required to provide a mask if you're doing a kind of a job that would need one?
Maybe if you're essential, sure. I could see that, or at least that would be nice.
At least people tearing insulation out.
Yeah, things like that, sure.
Yeah. It's a mess. What do you think, Beamer?
Yeah, I mean, right now, obviously, if it's not essential, you know, don't waste the masks. But if you're doing essential work that, you know, the state has deemed,
sure,
and you need that mask, I mean, you're one of the people who need the supply.
Go for it. Okay, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. You were telling me something. We've mentioned this before regarding people donating things to charitable organizations. Where they have a remote location. It's like a big iron box, and they put their donations in there. And sometimes the charities don't empty them in any kind of a expeditious fashion, and there's just a pile of stuff all around there. And then if it rains, it gets wet, so it's probably of no use to anybody. You saw one of those, right?
Yeah, and it's funny because this morning when I walked in, Joe had done the news, and I think it was Channel 7. They showed one of the Goodwill locations overflowing with stuff, and I had made the comment that going by the Salvation Army on Niagara Falls Boulevard, it looked like a garbage dump now. The front sidewalk, which is the front window portion of the building, that's filling up with stuff that people are just unloading. Then you go to the side where the bins are, and they're overflowing into the parking lot. It's absolutely disgusting. Now, I don't know if they're forced to stay home, they can't go there and clean up, or people are just taking advantage now of the fact that they're home, they're cleaning, and they're just heading over there and dumping everything.
Yeah, well, people have certainly, they have their favorite charities, and in times like this, they tend to clean closets and prune. Even if we weren't having this, it's springtime, and you're doing that, but it's certainly up to the charities to keep those neat, because if you show up with a couple of bags of clothes and whatever, and it does look like you just described at a junkyard, you're liable not to go back, and that would be a shame, because these charities do a good job. But part of the job is to take care of those bins. I remember a couple of years ago I saw one on one of my favorite charities, too, Salvation Army. I love the Salvation Army. It's absolutely one of my favorites, but I didn't like what I saw. And you got to take care of that. You got to take care of business. Now, as you said, we don't know if it's because of this or if it's just the way it is, but you got to straighten that out.
I saw another one of those donation bins. You see it in a parking lot, it's at a business, and they'll have drop-off spots overflowing again. So it may be a type of issue where people are not allowed to go near them and empty them, or they don't want to in fear of the virus.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a good point. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Lockport. Don't have to go very far. I'm in Pendleton. With Dennis. Dennis, you're on WBEN. Hello, Dennis.
Hi. Hi, how you doing? Joe hit your last caller hit the nail on the head. There's painter's masks. There's drywaller's masks. There's different quality masks. I mean, you might as well be wearing a bandana as wearing a cheap mask. I mean, it's only going to do so good. So you can go to your local hardware store and see. And I didn't know the number, but he gave you the number, M95. And he was spot on that particular thing.
The president said yesterday that if you were really desperate, you could even use a scarf. And there were comments on that. That wouldn't be much protection, but common sense says there would be something against something. And I think right now we're all in a frame of mind where we don't want to take any chances. But, yeah, Joe is right, and I'm glad you spotted that. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Lindsay in Darien. Lindsay, you're on WBEN. Hello.
I've actually been making masks for people, homemade masks, and I'm donating them to first responders and healthcare workers. And I was recently just interviewed by Channel 2 as well. And I've done a lot of research on the effectiveness, and I don't know if anybody has commented on this, but Cambridge University did actually do a study on the effectiveness of masks made out of homemade masks made out of different materials. And what their study showed that while a surgical mask, so this is not an N95, N95 is the more form-fitted one. The surgical mask is more of like the paper mask that you'll see when you walk into a doctor's office or, an urgent care facility. Those will protect you. So N95 protects against 95% of the particles. Surgical mask protects 89%. But then they also tested other fabrics. So a cotton blend fabric will protect you against 70% of particles that are five times smaller than the coronavirus. They also tested, like you just mentioned, a scarf. A scarf will protect you against 49% of particles that are five times smaller than the coronavirus.
Wow.
So, and this is the situation that we're in. We've got healthcare workers and different people that are out in the public are forced to wear things like a scarf. But if you look at a homemade mask, because I do believe that those surgical masks and N95 masks need to be reserved for the people on the front lines. But for everybody else, if you're talking about just the general public going out and using a mask, like a cotton blend. So if you do, my masks are two layers of cotton blend. One layer will protect you against 70%, but then I'm also adding in a filter material. So it's even boosting the protectiveness. But if anything, even if you're not talking about filtering out a certain percentage, the biggest thing is it stops you from touching your mouth and your nose. It makes you very aware that you shouldn't be touching your face with contaminated hands. And I think
that's a good point. You know, when they first mentioned it, I thought, well, that's silly. You don't do that often. And then you realize you do. We all do it. We touch our face all the time.
I'm sitting here resting my my hand on my, or my chin on my hand. You touch it so often you don't even realize it. And so I think that's the biggest thing for the general public, is just to make you aware that you shouldn't be touching your face. And then it's also helping protect. The biggest protection that you're getting with a mask is you spreading your if you're potentially infected, it's the best protection is you protecting other people from your infection.
Good point, and thanks for donating those masks. Very nice thing to do. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Have you guys noticed how much you touch your face?
Yes. Every time I go to scratch my face, I realize, wait a minute, I can't do this, and, you know, stop.
Yeah, I never realized how much until they made us aware of it. How about you, Buzzy, with that pretty little face that you have? Do you touch it often?
Well, you know, when we first... When we first talked about it, yeah. I laughed at the idea of we have to not touch our face. That's easy. But yeah, once you're focused on it, I touch my, just sitting here, I'll lean on my hands, or when I'm driving and I only have one hand on the wheel, the other one will be resting on my face. I mean, I touch my face almost all day, every day, and it's become, finally, after noticing it for 3 weeks, I'm finally starting to, oh, my hand's going to my face. No, back down. So
I always remember the Roberta Flack song, the first time ever I touched your face. The first time ever
The key is just wash your hands constantly. Nonstop washing my hands. If I go in any room, do anything, bam, wash my hands.
As I'm showing Tony right now, my one hand is bleeding. I've been washing it so much.
Oh, yeah, because it dries out, right?
Yeah,
so you got alcohol?
Yeah.
I knew there was alcohol in there. I saw you sucking on your knuckles.
Wait, this doesn't taste like a Bloody Mary.
Here at the top, yeah. Why? What else do you put in there? An olive or an umbrella, maybe? A little
maybe a shrimp.
A shrimp. That's good. I like that. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We want to know from you. The CDC is considering, they haven't done it, but they're considering making it mandatory for you to wear a mask when you're out and about. I was wondering how you feel about that. Would you and do you wear a mask? And the president was talking about that yesterday. There's a lot of information that comes out of these press conferences. I just wish he'd stop just before he says, I'll take a few questions, because the questions are never helpful. He is there, and the doctors are there to disseminate information. The press is there to get him. I mean, that's just the way it is, okay? And by the way, it was reported earlier today that Fox in the first quarter, January, February, March, Fox Network has the highest ratings they have ever had in the history of the Fox Network. So congratulations to them.
Meanwhile, CNN is still at the bottom, you know, tanking it.
Yeah, and they'll stay there. And they what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. If they're tanking now and they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to continue to tank.
It's funny because CNN employees will call out Fox and say Fox is fake news.
Oh, yeah. That's
believe me, I'm no fan of Fox News. They had run in a poll where they have Biden ahead of Trump. And like, okay, you just lost all credibility there.
Well, I told you what my attitude toward that is. A lot of people, just like the early days of rock and roll and radio, when the pollsters would ask them what they're listening to, the adults didn't want to say rock and roll, so they would say something else. But when it came to the privacy of filling out the diary, they put in what they were really listening to. And I think this is the same thing with Trump. Not everybody wants to get into a hassle on Trump, so they just say what they think the pollster wants to hear. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN.